My name is Adama. Beloved children of my love, we wish you the blessings of love from the heart of Lemuria. We wish for each one of you the blessings of pure love around you, inside you, above you, and below each one of you. Feel the embrace of pure love that is embracing you, enveloping you. You are presently not alone in this place. Many representatives of many kingdoms are coming to share this precious moment with us and with you. Your family members from your original planets have also sent a delegation for each one of you. So as you are sitting here, listening to these words, open your hearts to feel the energy of pure love that is embracing this group. Feel the connection. Your higher selves have called you here, in this area, on this land, on this planet, for this very important moment for each one of you and for this planet. You are part of those ones that believe in something better than what your eyes can see. You are those ones that carry the vibration of pure love among your brothers and sisters on this planet. You are the light carriers. You are those ones by which the fifth dimension consciousness will be able to anchor in this dimension. Because you carry already this energy consciousness inside you. Each cell in your physical body and your invisible bodies knows about that. Each one of your cells carry your signature, carry the light and the love of your heart. And you came here one more time to shine this light and this love among your brothers and sisters. This planet is preparing herself to uplift her vibration to the next level. And you are part of this ascension. You are part of this uplifting. Because you participate yourself by who you are, by the vibration of your very own heart to this ascension. This ascension is not something that is happening outside of you. It is happening from inside of you. This planet is ascending with you. You are the gateway of light. You are the portal of light that enables the light to anchor itself in this dimension so that the planet can receive much more from the hearts of her beloved children. You are the quintessence of God in action in this dimension. Do you realize it, beloved ones? You carry the vibration of love, the vibration of eternity, of immortality inside you. You carry it everywhere you're going on this planet, and everywhere you are going and walking and exchanging with your brothers and sisters, you carry this vibration. So I'm saying something very simple to each one of you. You are already a divinity. You are already the vibration of love. So stop looking for this love outside of you. In this lifetime, your eyes will open on the beautiful essence of God that you are. You do not understand yet, you do not appreciate, and you do not feel the greatness of who you are. This light being that came from very far away, from the heart of the Almighty One. You have been created to bring more beauty, more perfection to the creation. And you came to this planet to create more beauty, more perfection. And you create more beauty and more perfection by loving yourself, by acknowledging your greatness. If I was telling you that tomorrow at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, Sananda will come and visit you physically, or Saint Germain would come and visit you physically, how would you react? How would you feel? Would you be full of excitement and joy? Or would you be full of sadness? How would you feel if Saint Germain or Saint Sananda would come and knock at your door to speak to you, to visit you? Would not your heart be singing a song of joy, of glory, of excitement, of happiness? How would you feel if these beings were coming to see you? But you know, beloved ones, you are equally as magnificent as Sananda and Saint Germain. You are precious. You are the embodiment of the Source. You are the embodiment of the Almighty One in this dimension. So how come when you look at yourself in the mirror in the morning, you just see a body, a physical body that is not perfect to your taste? How come you just see these wrinkles on your forehead or your hair that are not as you are expecting? Which kind of eyes do you use to look at yourself? How do you feel about yourself? The Almighty One that came into embodiment in this dimension through you. The fifth dimension consciousness, beloved ones, is a dimension of love, peace, harmony. And that is starting with yourself, with the magic of your own heart. I'm speaking simple words today. I will not speak about the other planets, life on the sun, or life on Jupiter, life in Shambhala. No, because everything starts with yourself. You are the magic door. You are the gateway to the fifth dimension consciousness, and it starts with you. Do you appreciate yourself? Do you love yourself? How much time each day do you take to go inside and feel the love for yourself? and feel the excitement of meeting and feeling yourself in a body, in a physical body, in this temple of yours, in this dimension. How much time do you take to spend time with yourself during the day? That person that you are, beloved ones, is great, is mighty, is phenomenal. All of the creation is looking at the human race in this now moment, and all of the creation is marveling about the beauty of the light of your hearts. How come you are the only one not seeing it and not feeling it? Why are you always running around, running after something else outside of you? Why do you have so many things to do each day to fill up your time sheet, to fill up your time? Where are you in this list of things to do? Which time do you take to meet yourself, to start to feel who you are, to start to feel the universe inside you? It is you that is preparing yourself for the ascension. It is you that is preparing yourself to be part of the greatest adventure of this planet. From all the universes that have been created, it's the first time that the planet is going from the third to the fifth dimension. And when I say the planet, I mean all of those that are living on the planet at the same time. It's not only something outside of you that is ascending, beloved one. It is you. You are part of it. You are part of Mother Earth. You are part of her consciousness. So not only the human race will accompany the Earth in her ascension, but the animal kingdoms, the flowers, the trees, the crystals, all that is in this dimension is ascending. And not only what is physical will ascend, the astral world will ascend. So the people in the astral world are also preparing themselves to accompany Mother Earth in her own ascension. And those on that cannot, that are not able to follow the uplifting of vibration, will be bring somewhere else where it will be more comfortable for them. So this project of Ascension Earth is something that you cannot even imagine. It's so big, and it is so perfect. And imagine, you are part of it. You are those ones that have said yes. And it all starts with you. If you do not love yourself, if you do not feel your heart, if you can't feel your greatness, how can you harmonize yourself, the energy of your physical body and your emotional body, mental body, with the vibration of Mother Earth? Everything must be in alignment, in harmony. And it starts with yourself. It starts with the love of yourself. It is simple. Very, very simple. There is no scientific, difficult, complicated explanation to what is happening on planet Earth. Everything is based on the energy of love. Because everything that is here in this dimension has been created from the energy of love. So this universe obey and recognize the love vibration. So do you feel, do you think that your heart is in perfect harmony with the love of this universe, the love of this planet, the love of life flowing through you? How do you perceive what is coming towards you each day? How do you react to these situations that are being presented to each one of you during a single day? How do you think? How do you feel? How do you react? The pure love is the energy, is the vibration, the consciousness that flows with life. That let the life carry yourself, carry itself. When you are living from the heart vibration, from your heart, you flow with the life. You accept and you know that everything that is coming towards you is your own creation, is the creation that you have prepared during this lifetime or even previous lifetime. And you trust that this life that is flowing inside you is the master of your evolution, is the best master for you in the now moment to help you open new eyes upon yourself, upon this universe that you carry inside you. Because, dear ones, who you are is pure vibration, pure energy. And this universe in which you are evolving is made of pure energy, pure vibration. So, in fact, you are like little magnets carrying a vibration. And all that you attract to you will carry the signature of the vibration that you carry inside you. This universe knows only about energy, vibration, light. And each particle, if there is two particles that carry the same vibration, they will unite together. Two particles vibrating at different levels cannot unite together because they are too different. They cannot be complementary. They cannot be in oneness because their vibration is different. So, do you realize, beloved ones, that what is coming towards you corresponds to the vibration that you carry inside you? Exactly, 100%. There is nothing that comes towards you that is not in perfect harmony and in perfect vibration level with your own heart. So to know where you are on the scale of love, you just need to observe what type of events are coming towards you, what type of relationships you have with the other ones, what type of work you have, what type of sight the people are posing upon you, because everything corresponds to what you carry inside you. It is so simple. It is mathematical. And if you don't like your life as it is now, it is simple. You just need to change the vibration of your heart, to change your belief system, change your emotions. Because at the end, beloved creators, because you are powerful creators, at the end, You are the master of your own destiny. You create everything, every situation. This consciousness that is anchoring itself on the planet through you, beloved ones, is a consciousness of pure love. Are you matching? Are you in complete harmony with this consciousness that is coming towards you, towards this planet? The magic key to harmonize yourself to this flow of love that is coming into manifestation on this planet is love. This word that you have heard millions of times, millions, billions of times since you are born. Love. So simple to pronounce. But why is it so hard to live and to go by and to be? You are at the point now that, and you are all ready for it, you are at the point that you have to master your thoughts and master your emotions. It is asked to each one of you to become the observer of what's going on inside you, what types of thoughts you carry inside you, you nurture inside you, what types of emotion are you nurturing inside you, are you feeding with your thoughts process. The fifth dimension consciousness, beloved ones, is a dimension of pure creation, instant pure creation. Because the fifth dimension is made of love, and love is the magnet that attracts all the atoms together, that glues everything all together. And since the fifth dimension is a dimension of pure love, everything is created very fast, instantly. So, to be able to share and to live and to be part of the fifth dimension, you have to have full control of your thoughts and of your emotions. Otherwise, it would be chaos. It would be in complete disharmony if you do not control and master your thought process and your emotions. It is completely not in harmony with the fifth dimension that is made of pure love. So, will you choose to walk on the path of your mastery? It is the important question I'm asking to each one of you today. There is presently through two paths. The path of the mastery of your thoughts and the mastery of your emotions. And the path that you already know, upon which you are walking since thousands of lifetimes. The path of no mastery about your emotions and your thoughts. It is time for you, for each one of you, to choose between these two paths. These two paths are equally important because both of these paths bring you towards your perfection. Anyway, because ultimately there is no time. You are eternal being. But for what is coming on planet now, on planet Earth in these now moments, in the next coming years, is a consciousness that is requesting from the human race to take responsibility about your own creation. And who says creation says also mastery of thoughts and emotion, because both of the thoughts and the emotions are the two forces that enables creation to materialize, to be created, to manifest. So if you do not master either your emotions or either your thoughts, you create chaos. You create what you see around you now. You create a planet that is dying, that is not respected and not honored. You create a planet where each energy consciousness is not honored for what it is not respected. Where you create a planet where life means nothing, where life of a tree means nothing, life of a bird means nothing, life of a dolphin means nothing. You create what is around you now because of this lack of control about your emotions and about your thoughts. And what is a thought that is aligned with the fifth dimension consciousness? It is a thought that is in pure alignment with the heart of God, the wisdom of God, the action of God in all dimensions. It is a thought that respects life. It is a thought that chooses to create something beautiful, something that brings more perfection, more beauty in every dimension for every aspect of life, respecting and honoring all life form. Is this the kind of thoughts that this humanity carry in this now moment? Absolutely not. So how this humanity will make this quantum leap between this unconsciousness towards the consciousness of love? The first step of the staircase is the mastery of your emotions and your thoughts. And to master your thoughts and your emotion, it is only asked of you to become the observer of what's going on inside you. What type of vibration you are carrying, you are emanating, you are vibrating. It is asked of you to become more conscious of what you do, what you think, what you look at, what you feel. Without this determination, this choice, you cannot be accepted in the fifth dimension consciousness. You cannot allow a consciousness that is chaotic to come in a world of beauty and harmony. It would destroy it all. And that is not part of the rules that are ruling the creation. It's not part of the procedure and the way that the life has grown in the other dimensions. This planet was a playground to develop self-consciousness, to develop more consciousness about love, about respect, harmony. And this planet has done its job, has done her time to allow the consciousness of the life form of this dimension to grow and to uplift to the next level, which is a level of love and respect. So I would like you to meditate upon these words today. To meditate in your heart about this choice that is being offered to each one of you. And towards the end of this week, I'm asking you to voice out in front of the creation which choice you have made, which choice you have decided for yourself. It is important. You are at this time of your life that this choice must be done. This choice cannot be delayed. Do you understand? For each one of you, there is a plan of evolution, a plan of consciousness, a plan of embracing your divinity. And this step is a milestone. That milestone must be met. You have a decision to make, each one of you. Because the planet cannot wait for you. You have to follow the planet. You have to embrace this dimension of love, of consciousness, this dimension of creatorship. These words may seem very difficult, very harsh, but these words, beloved ones, you need to hear them. You need to listen to them and meditate upon them, because you are at this milestone for this lifetime on this planet. And my words for each one of you is congratulations. You made it up to now. Congratulations for all of these choices that you made till now. Congratulations for the life that you are. For the light that you are. For the love that you are. You made big progress since the last three lifetimes. You made huge progress. You have worked like 10 people to prepare for this lifetime. So we honor your courage. We honor your determination. We honor your life and who you are. Because each one of you are beautiful, beautiful, shining like a sun. And I have another question for each one of you. Do you think you deserve to be called Son of God, Daughter of God? Do you think you deserve it? You deserve to be recognized by all of the creation like a son and a daughter of God? Do you feel you are this son and this daughter of God? Do you appreciate it? Do you recognize it? Do you acknowledge it deeply in your heart? That question, beloved one, is very, very important. Will you choose to honor yourself at a deep level, to honor the life of God inside you? Will you choose to honor the life of God streaming through you and manifesting through you as truly the Son and God and the daughter of God that you are? Or will you choose one more time to say, oh, these words are very nice, but not yet. I'm just a simple human being I am full of errors. I keep doing bad things. I don't have determination. I'm a little human being. Will you choose one more time to go on this path? Or will you choose this other path that I'm presenting to you, the path of your glorious resurrection, the path of your glorious acceptation that you are God in action in this physical body, in this now moment on this planet? Which one will you choose? This question is as important as the other one that I've asked you before. Why? Because it is simple, beloved ones. If deep down in your heart you accept and you acknowledge that you are the divinity in action in this dimension, you will open all the doors in front of you. Everything will become easier, because each day you will identify and accept this divinity of yours and live and recognize it and be this divinity. These thoughts that make you believe that you're just a sinner, a human being, will not exist anymore. The more you identify and you stick to this thought, to this belief that you are God in action, the more you become and you manifest it. And the more this life of yours become divine, become and is sacred, immortal, eternal. Do you understand these simple words, beloved ones? So which decision, which choice will you make about yourself? How will you decide one more time to look upon yourself? With which kind of eyes will you use to decide who you are and to base all of your life on this decision, on this belief that you carry inside you? Because, beloved ones, remember, everything is belief in this dimension. And each belief is just an energy. And energy can be transmuted, can be changed, can be modified by your almighty heart, your almighty love, and your almighty determination to be and to live like a divinity and to manifest it. I am not asking you to walk like the perfect God that you are in 1 second. I'm asking you to manifest and to identify yourself to the perfect God, Goddess that you are. Each day more and more, minute by minute. And by doing and choosing this simple action and belief system, beloved ones, you will incarnate it. You will attract to you all the consciousness, all the intelligence, all the insights that you need to live it, to be it, and to manifest it. I have spoken to each one of you. And to all of those that came to form this circle around you in this now moment, we came to infuse you with the love of our hearts, the love of God in action through each one of you and through each one of us. We are all together God in action in this dimension and above. We are all together the light and the love expressing itself in this dimension from different levels, from different state of consciousness, but as it is in this now moment, we are one, in oneness. We are the universe altogether, in one heart, our heart, that we create together with you. Blessings.